The story of a sunken sub. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. On August 12, 2000, the submarine Kursk sank in the Barents Sea, just off the coast of Russia, taking the lives of all 118 crew members on board. Also on board were two nuclear reactors, prompting many to worry about radioactivity leaking into one of the most productive fishing areas in the world. As luck would have it, a team of scientists was in a position to address these concerns. John Norton Smith is at the Bedford Institute of Oceanography in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. He's been working with the Murmansk Marine Biological Institute in Russia on the very issue of radioactivity in the Barents Sea.
I was notified very quickly after the accident by my colleagues that this had occurred, and I sent them several types of sampling apparatus that we use for extracting radioactivity from seawater.
Within weeks, the Russian scientists collected water, sediment, and biological samples from around the Kursk. Smith analyzed them, looking for radioactive cesium and iodine. And now he has announced some good news.
There was, in fact, no measurable release of radioactivity from the Kursk based on the experiments that we conducted.
Their study appears in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.